Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Did you know that half of America is single? Hollywood has never produced anything like this before. The Dating Project, a groundbreaking documentary that follows five single people, ages 18 to 40, as they search for authentic and meaningful relationships. There is no script. There are no actors. These are real people trying to find love and happiness in an age of swiping left or right. From Empower Pictures, Paulist Productions, Family Theater Productions, and PureFlix, you can now own The Dating Project. Save the date by visiting thedatingprojectmovie.com and go a step further and help others in your circle date differently by partnering with Ascension Press. Visit shop.ascensionpress.com to acquire the companion study guide. The Dating Project movie is now available on DVD and digital download on Amazon, iTunes, and Walmart. Please visit thedatingprojectmovie.com for details.
O Lord my God, thou searchest me. My heart and mind are known to thee. Nothing is hidden from thy eyes. When I sit down and when I rise, and from afar thou art discerned.
The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 other disciples whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink whatever is offered to you. For the laborer deserves his pay. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'Kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. How do you interpret this? Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, for the promise of life in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear child. Oh, so St. Paul had children. Okay, you call Father Craig, Father. Father Larry, Father, you call me Father Ed. And if you were to just call me by my name, I would rebuke you. Gently, but I would rebuke you. Why? Because we are spiritual fathers. So St. Paul says to Timothy, my dear child, it's not his biological child. St. Paul was not married, but he had spiritual children. And that's one of the graces of celibacy for the priest, is that we do not deny our paternity, but we sublimate it. That's a pretty technical word, isn't it, no? Sublimate means we transcend it to a higher level, which we're becoming, we are spiritual fathers. Biological children, I have none, and never will have any biological children. But spiritual children, thousands. Tomorrow at this time, I'll have at least another 6 spiritual children. You know why? Because I'll be baptizing. And the whole idea of the liberal agenda trying to promote priests to get married, that's, I'm using a New York word, it's asinine. It is. It's just stupid. I'll give you an example. This morning I spent 2.5 hours in the confessional. This morning I had a funeral mass. Right now I've got the 12 o'clock mass. In the afternoon, I've got a group of 200 people that I'm going to be catechizing. Then the confirmation kids come in. I'm a confirmation teacher of the boys. They got a mixed group of the high achievers this afternoon. Then I'll be in the confessional another hour. Then have my perseverance group until 20 to 9. Would my wife like that? My wife would see me every blue moon. We'd be divorced in probably a week, no? If I had teenage kids, they'd all be cholos, okay? So I'd never be with them, no? So, no, those who promote priests getting married, it's dumb. How could I raise a family of 9 kids, because my parents have 9 kids, and raise a family of thousands at the same time? You tell me. It's just dumb. We're a strong word in Spanish. Estúpido. It's dumb. It is. So how do we exercise our spiritual paternity? Every time I say, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, what's happening is the life of grace is born in that little baby. There's a real birth there. But it's not a biological birth, it's a supernatural. That's why it's called the sublimation of the paternity of the man. Sublimation. It's being elevated to a higher level. This morning I probably gave birth to 30 different people when I said, I absolve you of your sins in the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit. You hear that? I didn't give you general absolution now, okay? But upon absolution, there's the life of grace is being born in that penitent. In a few minutes, I'm going to be lifting up a little bit of bread and a little bit of wine. And I'm going to be pronouncing the words that Jesus said 2,000 years ago. Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood. What's happening is Jesus is born in my hands. Then when they say the body of Christ, Jesus is born in your souls. This is spiritual paternity. Can I end by giving you a little bit of St. Augustine? You give me permission? Well, I'll give it anyway, okay? Every morning I do my holy hour, and it's more than an hour, at the crack of dawn. So what I do is I read the Word of God with my eyes, my four eyes, okay? And it goes from my eyes to my mind, and it goes from my memory into my understanding. And it goes from my understanding into my emotions. And it goes from my emotions into my heart, into my will. So the word that I meditated is already a part of me. Now listen. Are you listening?
Yes. Okay.
I open up my mouth and I'm uttering words, sentences, concepts, ideas. Any teachers here? Okay, give me a different modes of communication. And my words vibrate and they go from my lips into your ears, and from your ears they go up to your mind, and they go from your mind into your memory. From your memory, they descend into the very depths of your heart. So what I had in the depths of my heart, I'm sharing with you right now. Say, thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Father. You're more than welcome. Okay? So the Word of God is being born in your heart every time the priest gets up and he preaches the Word of God. So I think we have to understand, in the priesthood, you have what is called celibacy. So we do not deny our paternity. We don't. Rather, we sublimate it. And that's why you call us Father or Padre. So let's pray. The Catholics will understand this homily that you've never heard before, of course, that there's two types of paternity. There is biological paternity, and there is spiritual paternity. So let's pray today for priests, seminarians, and bishops, that we would be very, very fruitful, that we will have a real hunger and thirst to save souls. Amen.
Thou art before me and behind, and thou hast broke my heart and mind. Upon me thou hast laid thy hand. O Lord, how could I understand?
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.